Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Beth Bielo, and you're listening to the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today. The end of the year is always a time of reflection. The darker and shorter days seem to emphasize the passing of time, and while we still have the same number of hours in each day, it feels like it's all going so quickly. And I can't help but think of Bono's words in the U2 song New Year's Day, when he sings, "Nothing changes on New Year's Day." While that might sound pessimistic, I choose to hear that and be objective. I realize that it's actually true. The calendar flips and a new tax year starts. We all make resolutions. But in reality, nothing really changes about who we are. There isn't a fundamental change about who we are. That said, we have a tradition, and it's a wonderful tradition, that says that we each get something of a clean slate every January 1st. Whatever happened in the previous year can be left behind and recycled and forgotten with the old calendar. But when we leave it behind without any reflection or thought, we're practically destined to repeat the same mistakes, have the same challenges, and stay in the same place. Without reflection, we might find ourselves in another situation Bono describes in a different song, that we're running to stand still. So how can we harness the positive energy and desire for shedding of the old and embracing of the new that happens every January 1st? How can we get off the treadmill of running in place, running to stand still, and start to turn corners and speed past more and more mile markers? In this podcast, I'm going to offer a few thoughts gathered from friends and colleagues, as well as my own experiences, both in my life and in my work with clients. And while I can't speak for extroverts, for us introverts, we tend to be thinkers and reflectors, and it sometimes helps us to have some guidelines to get us started. All we need is a little push, and off we go. So perhaps these ideas will inspire you to create or re-energize one of your own year-end rituals. Maybe you'll feel motivated to take time for yourself, to set clear goals and intentions for the new year, ones that go beyond repeat resolutions and go to the heart of who you are, and almost more importantly, who you are becoming. So however you choose to use these ideas and these questions, I hope that you find all of this information useful. And before we get started with that, I got really curious and I decided to use this podcast as a catalyst for doing a little research. And I looked up a little bit of history about New Year's, and it helps to put some things into perspective. What I found, and this was found on a website that is actually an e-zine article written by Gary Ryan Blair, and he is the inspiration behind Got Resolutions at gotresolutions.com. And he wrote, "The Romans named the first month of the new year after Janus, that's J-A-N-U-S, the god of beginnings and the guardian of doors and entrances. He was always depicted with two faces, one on the front of his head and one on the back. Thus he could look backward and forward at the same time. At midnight on December 31st, the Romans imagined Janus looking back at the old year and forward to the new." And the practice of making New Year's resolutions goes back to the Babylonians, when they would resolve to do things like return borrowed farm equipment. Today, we tend to focus on resolutions that are related to our job, our health, or our relationships, whether they be, you know, romantic relationships, family, friends, colleagues, coworkers, etc. And, you know, those resolutions, they've almost sometimes become something of a joke, haven't they? Because we make them and then, you know, we sometimes often don't follow through. And I found some information from Leah Steckley Dicker, who is a Seattle-based journalist and editor of the 43 Things book, Dream It, List It, Do It, How to Live a Bigger and Bolder Life. And she wrote, a University of Washington study in 1997 found that 47% of the 100 million adult Americans who make resolutions give up on their goals after 2 months. This figure has grown to 80% in the past decade, according to recent research completed by the University of Minnesota. She goes on to say, while the statistics are grim, your intentions to make, in this case 2010, the best year yet, aren't doomed. Experts agree that writing down resolutions, sharing goals with others, and tracking your progress can help you achieve success. A few months ago, I encountered a TED talk. TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. And it offered a contrasting view to that idea that when we write things down or share them with others, that we are more likely to achieve success. In this TED talk given by Derek Sivers, I don't know if it's Sivers or Sivers, it's S-I-V-E-R-S, he said in a July 2010 TED talk that sharing your goals actually decreases your motivation. So I'm wondering, you know, how he asks, you know, how can that be since everything we've been taught says that what helps us is to tell others. What he shares is that when you share a goal, the mental kick or the feeling of satisfaction you get from telling someone else actually tricks part of your brain into thinking you've actually achieved all or part of your goal. Your brain thinks you've done the deed because it feels a certain level of satisfaction. Therefore, the impetus to continue to try to work towards that goal is decreased because you've already kind of gotten that hit of happiness and accomplishment. And it was interesting to read some of the comments on that particular post on the TED website. They varied in terms of whether they agreed or disagreed. And when I shared it on the Introvert Entrepreneur Facebook page, a number of people actually tended to agree that by sharing their goal, their motivation had decreased. And in particular, there was one comment that was on the TED page where someone wrote, "Talk less, do more. That's why we have one mouth and 10 fingers." And I thought that was kind of cute. And so I think she was probably tending to agree with the talk in that, you know, we can talk less and simply just do it. So whether you decide to share your intentions or not, it's helpful to at least spend some time in personal reflection on the year that's passed and the year to come. So use that inspiration of the two faces of Janus, looking backward and looking forward. So I posted a question on the Facebook page and asked, what were your rituals and what do you do to recognize what's happened in the past year and what's to come? And I had a few responses that I want to share. The first one is from Jacqueline, and she wrote, "For me, the end of the year is filled with meditation on the future, thanks to God for another year safely passed, and prayer to be a better, stronger person in the years to come. Everything I want is in the future." And I love that optimism and that faith that it's all out there waiting for her. It's just a matter of stretching into it and being grateful. Val wrote, "One of my personal rituals is to make a dream board for the new year. At the same time, I look back at the last one to see what I've reached. Amazing how many come true. I find we too easily skip the step of noticing what we've manifested, but it's so important. Professionally, I tend to take the week off between Christmas and New Year's for regrouping and resting. Makes a huge difference." And I love that. Val is another coach, and I appreciate her commitment to taking time off for regrouping and resting, and I plan to do the same. Another answer that I got was from Claudine, and she wrote, this is actually from an article that she shared, and I'm just going to read the beginning of it. She wrote, "If you're an entrepreneur, chances are that sometime around November or December, you start to feel as if you need to make up for lost time, and you may even feel guilt about what you didn't get done or about what you could have done differently in your business during the year. Some pressure and even some guilt is good because it can kick you into high gear. But too much of either one will engulf you and hurt your productivity and your spirits. A more effective and uplifting way to end the year and to begin planning for the next one is to acknowledge not only what needs to change and what didn't work, but also to acknowledge what you did right. Remembering the positive and acknowledging your accomplishments will better motivate you, and for a longer period of time, than beating yourself up. Plus, you deserve better. You're probably already too hard on yourself." And I know from some of the conversations on the Introvert Entrepreneur page, we can tend to be rather self-critical. And it's important to acknowledge and celebrate who we are and what we have, how we've moved forward, whether it's over the past year or even the past day. So I love the themes that come up in these answers: gratitude, acknowledgement, compassion. As Claudine shared, we can get caught up in a feeling of guilt or frustration for unfulfilled promises or goals. The dream board that Val mentioned is a powerful way to visualize what's manifested and what you're still excited about bringing to life. In fact, a dream or a vision board is a really fun way to give your dreams some juice. The way it works is fairly simple. It's like when you buy a Subaru, like a brand new car, and suddenly it seems like every other car you see is a Subaru. It's not that there are more Subarus out on the road. It's simply that you have brought it into your consciousness. And when you bring something into your life and into your consciousness, for instance, one that my husband and I have is a desire to travel more. And when you put that into concrete terms, you're more aware of opportunities when they arise. It's like you've set your GPS on a particular destination or a goal, and step by step and turn by turn, you get closer to it. And that's not to say that you don't have to do the work. You must be attentive, open and receptive, curious and patient. It's really important to know what you want, and you have to ask for it. And almost of paramount importance, you have to believe you are worthy of your dream, that you can attain it and experience what you want. It takes active mindfulness, and you can do it. So I'm going to wrap up this discussion with some reflection questions that will guide you through your own personal process check. And this is, process check is something you might have experienced in work situations or group meetings or retreats. When you take a break in the action and you check in with everyone and you say, so how's it going? What's working? What's not? What needs to be changed? What adjustments do we need to make? And I encourage you to think of this process as a process check, if that helps you. And again, it's that moment when you stop the action and ask, what's working? What's not? What needs to change? What's good the way it is? It's an opportunity to take a time out and notice what's going on. And think about this. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That wisdom of Einstein is completely relevant to this conversation, and it motivates me personally to get rid of the insanity in my life and welcome in new ways of doing and being. So now I'm going to share the questions, and you can find these same questions in a handout that accompanies this podcast. Feel free to use what works for you and change or ignore what doesn't. These questions may even inspire some of your own. And if you have a partner, think about doing this same reflection exercise with your relationship in mind. And that could be your life partner, or it could be your work or business partner. These questions might serve as a catalyst for discussion and bring you some insights that will strengthen your relationship and set you up for success. So have fun with it and enjoy the investment of time in yourself. So there are 17 questions. So I'm just going to go through them one by one. And like I said, I'm sharing these on a handout. So I'm just going to share them rather quickly, knowing that you can download the handout and you'll have them in writing. So one, think back on 2010. What were my biggest wins? Two, in what ways did I move forward? Three, what's different for me now than a year ago? Four, what was my biggest challenge this year? Five, what feels incomplete, unresolved, or unfinished? What's next with those items? Six, what's one word that sums up 2010 for me? Seven, overall, how would I rate on a scale of 1 to 10 my energy level in each of these areas? Emotional, intellectual, spiritual, professional, physical. And number 8, What level do I want my energy to be in 2011 in each of those areas? The emotional, intellectual, spiritual, professional, physical. Number 9, what do I want to acknowledge myself for? 10, where do I want more consistency in my life? 11, where do I want more commitment? 12, what do I want to stop doing? What do I want less of? 13, what is my answer to every question? For example, go big, yes, or asking, what will bring me ease and flow? 14, what's one word that embodies my spirit or attitude about 2011? 15, how will I celebrate the learning and growing that I did in 2010? 16, what's next for me in 2011? What's my overall intention for the year? And 17, when I'm doing this same exercise in December of 2011, what am I going to be celebrating? After you do this exercise, I suggest that you use it as the basis for a personal action plan or more extensive and specific goal setting. It's often helpful to have a coach or an accountability partner to help you with implementing your goals and to keep you centered and grounded in your intentions. On that note, I offer complimentary introductory coaching sessions almost every Monday, and it's really easy to reserve your spot on the calendar. Simply go to theintrovertentrepreneur.com and click on coaching. You'll see on the drop-down menu, there's a choice, schedule an introductory session as one of the menu choices. Or you can simply click through on the sidebar ad on any of the content pages, and that ad is headlined, ready for your breakthrough. I have limited openings available for new clients, and those who enter into a coaching agreement during January will enjoy a special New Year's discount. So I encourage you to schedule your own no-obligation introductory session and begin making start 2011 off on a great start. So in closing, I just want to share some reflecting I've been doing, and that's that over the past few months, I've watched my introverted friends and colleagues blossom. And I've experienced some breakthroughs of my own. And these friends and colleagues and people I've been watching on Facebook and other social media, I've seen them take on new projects and attract really exciting opportunities. And overall, they all seem to be just stepping out into the light in really beautiful and amazing ways. And when I talk to them, when I read what they're writing, overwhelmingly I've heard them say, 2011 is going to be a big year for me, or this is going to be my breakthrough year. And I completely 100% agree. There's just something in the air. And of course, that makes me think of yet another song. And, you know, I wonder if you can tell I was a music major in college, because this time the song is from West Side Story. And it's when Tony sings, something's coming, and he says, who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. And I know that for you, for me, for all of us, there's a miracle due, and it's going to come true. And we may not know right now how it's going to show up, but it's going to be great. So this is Beth Below, the Introvert Entrepreneur. I wish you a happy and joyous new year, full of love, gratitude, prosperity, and joy. Let's celebrate the good that life has given us, and that we're stepping up, we're stepping out to be more and more who we really are. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next time.